Adam Laxalt has already broken his pledge to repeal the commerce tax. Now he wants $500 million in new taxes for education. Adam Laxalt broke his promise on taxes, so how can we trust his promise to protect our gun rights? As governor, I will always protect and defend our God-given rights to carry our guns and protect our families. If you support constitutional carry, text Bundy to 53445. Paid for by the Governor Bundy campaign.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. It is Thursday. It is the day that the FBI report has come out. Republicans love it. Democrats say it's not enough. And tomorrow, the Senate will vote to move to the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. On Saturday, supposedly, we will have a vote on Brett Kavanaugh. And on Saturday, we may have confirmation on Brett Kavanaugh. The news so far is good. Susan Collins says it was thorough. Jeff Flake says it was fair. And the Democrats hate it. The Democrats despise it. Now they know it comes down to the numbers. And they don't have the numbers. At least not yet. We've got an election here in Nevada. Hard to believe, but October 20th, early voting begins. And a guy that is putting his political career on the line, as these people do every time they run for re-election, Richard MacArthur, assemblyman from District 4, and he joins us in studio, no less. Richard, good to have you with us, man.
Well, thank you for having me here today.
Let me ask you, this thing of running for re-election, that means, for most members of the Assembly, it means walking neighborhoods.
Right.
But you don't walk neighborhoods, do you?
I walk every single day.
But you don't walk neighborhoods the way everybody else does. You've got a distinctively different district, District 4.
About half of it, you got the houses that are close together. But the other half, I have to drive between every single residence. So it takes a long time to get around through the whole thing.
You get a chance. I know I've seen you on the stump, and you make a pretty good speech. But I got to tell you, the other thing you do is you listen really well. And I'm guessing that when you go and you knock on doors and you're talking with constituents, that you do a lot of listening. Tell me what you're hearing.
Yeah, I do. I say hello and talk to the people. I give them my walk piece, and it shows some of the things that I'm in favor of, some of the things I don't like, and it shows some of my background. And then we just have a nice conversation. I don't try to push anything one way or the other. I think most of the stuff is things that everyone thinks about, you know, education, jobs, and that sort of thing. There's some people that are hardcore that are for the Second Amendment rights and that sort of thing. And every now and then someone will say something about Trump. But normally I just have a nice conversation with people.
I want to ask you, because a lot of people that I talk to, and again, I have a focus group that goes 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and I get right. to talk to people, and I do a lot of listening, too. But the one thing I find is that people are really frustrated. And one of the things I hear is we take normal, everyday people, people that work in restaurants, people that are cops, people that are educators, and we send them all to Carson City, and they're good, decent people. But once they get to Carson City, something happens to them. Can you talk a little bit? Do you hear that frustration from voters from time to time?
You do, but I'm not sure if they understand that's what happens. Once you get to Carson City, it's pretty much most people go right down the party line. And that's where when people talk to you at the door and talk to other people, they can give them their opinion and their sound intelligent and nice, and there are a lot of information that they agree with. But once you get to Carson City, it really turns political, and most people just go down the line with what their party wants to do, and that's where the problem comes in.
I want to ask you, you touched on education. I want to drill down on that a little bit, because people I know of are really concerned about our education. We're spending more and more money. We spent all that money from the commerce tax, what, $650, $750 million on education, but yet we don't have any more money being spent on education than we were before, and mainly because legislators pulled money out of the general budget, put the commerce tax money in, and that somehow they did kind of a bait-and-switch thing. Can you talk a little bit about education in our state? Are you satisfied that the additional money we are spending from the commerce tax and from other, you know, marijuana, things like that, are you convinced that that money is going to have an impact, take us from being 50th and 49th and getting us to 30th and 20th?
Not really. And not all that money does go where it's supposed to go, to education. That's one of the problems. But I don't think money's the problem with education. We've received more money every single year for the last 30 or 40 years. We're still ranked right at the very bottom. So for me, it's policy changes we need to make. And there's plenty of studies out there that show that once the basics of education are paid for, that there's no direct correlation between more money and student achievement. So we really need to make policy changes. I think people, you know, they say our teachers aren't paid enough. It's not a bad pay right now. I think if our school's a lot better, people would probably be a little more willing to pay the teachers more. But that isn't the real problem. And all the money that does go into education, at least 87% goes into paychecks. So a lot of it doesn't get to the classroom.
I want to ask you, because something happened just a couple of weeks ago. The Clark County School District signed a 3-year agreement with teachers, which gives teachers 70% of the money. That if they go with the school district to Carson City and you guys give them more money, that 70% goes to current teachers, not to attract better teachers from the outside, or to offer a better pay, starting pay for future teachers. Does that bother you at all? Is that something that troubles you?
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard of that, tell you the truth. Yeah, like I said, money really isn't the problem. We need to make some policy changes. That read by three thing that I thought we should have been doing for the last forever. And
common sense.
Finally, the legislature pushed that through in 15, I guess. And now a lot of people on the teachers and Democrat side said, we just don't have the money to do that, which I still don't understand. And so they delayed it for 3 years. That's coming up. Now I understand they're trying to find a way around even doing that now. So the education system keeps finding ways of not, you know, helping our students.
I know in 2015 we tried to fix PERS. We had Republican majorities, we had all the constitutional offices, and we didn't quite get it done. Can you tell me where we are in PERS, and are we even close to fixing, you know, what's clearly broken?
Oh, it's clearly broken, and we're like a lot of other places. They're just a debt that we can't really pay for right now, and I don't know what's going on actually with PERS. And I missed the 15 section. I was in there before, and now I'm in there after. So
We can't blame you on that one.
So I don't know what happened with Person then.
Let me ask you. There were 41 bills that were vetoed, and the governor, if not for Governor Sandoval, these 41 bills, can you talk about what some of these bills would have done? Do you have a feel for what some of these bills were that ended up getting vetoed, which otherwise would have become law?
Well, what's going to happen is if the Democrats gain control, most all of those are going to come back. And, you know, one of them that we really tried to push was the ESAs. We couldn't get that done last session. So that'll never come back up again if Democrats
are
control.
Are ESAs essentially dead?
Probably. It looks like it right now. I mean, we really wanted to get it done last session, and we couldn't. And if the Democrats probably may maintain control in the houses, and it depends on the governor we get. If they get a Democrat governor, probably all those 41 bills will come back, and they will all pass. And that's the problem we're going to face right now.
One of the things, and that's why I want to ask you, though. By the way, Richard MacArthur joining us, Assemblyman District 4 running for re-election and joining us in studio. That is why, and I tell everybody I know and I tell people on this show every day, early voting begins October 20th. It's important that everybody get out to vote. Can you underscore, though, because you know members of the legislature and you have friends in the legislature that have both won races and lost races by just a handful of votes. And I'm thinking of people like Lisa Krasner and Jill Dickman and others who have been on both ends of this thing. Can you talk a little bit about why it's so important, whether they vote for you in District 4 or in District 37 with Jim Marchant, or 36 with Dennis Hoff, why it is so important that we support not just folks in our own district, but folks that live outside our district?
Well, it's important for us as Republicans to make sure we get as many people up there in the legislature as we can. It gets very, very political once you get up to the legislature. And the party that's in control up there, they run everything. I mean, they pick all the committee chairmen, and of course, that makes it kind of tough to get some of the bills that we like to get through, even through your committees. So it's very important for people to get out and vote, and that's what determines what goes on up in Carson City. Is the people that get out and vote, and who you vote for, and that's really what we need this time. And we're only just over, I think, 2 weeks away from early voting's going to start.
October 20th.
I think people don't understand that it's coming up really fast.
It is indeed. Joining us in studio, a good friend and a guy that is a rising star politically across the state, Jim Marchant.
What?
Yeah, say what? In District 37, and he joins us in studio. Is it true that these bills, these 41 bills that were vetoed, do they have to come back to the Assembly next session?
They normally do. I don't think it's a requirement that they do. I think if the Democrats want to bring them back, they will. And some of them they could let drop. But yeah, they're coming back. Guarantee you they're coming back.
Give me an example. Especially if
Sisolak is elected our governor, all 41 are coming back and they'll pass. And we won't be able to have anybody to veto them because Sisolak's not going to veto them.
Give me an example of what we're talking about.
Sanctuary State, Sprinkle Care, which was the single-payer health care. We would have been the first state in the country to implement that. That's ridiculous. Minimum wage, prisoners being able to vote.
Wow.
And just tons of other ones. Tax increase.
By the way, a number of bills that are very, very anti-small business.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people don't understand. There was a bill put in to make Nevada a sanctuary state.
Yeah.
But it never made it.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of bad bills. Just as bad as what California is proposing now.
Rich, I want to ask you. Why is it important? And I have a lot of people say, why should I care about Richard MacArthur in District 4 when I live in District 37 where Jim Marchant is or District 35 where Kevin Wall lives? Why should I support? Tell me why somebody in District 37, in District 36, in District 35 where I live, why should we be supporting Richard MacArthur?
Well, we need people to get out and support all Republicans is what we need. So it's not just about us as individuals. We're running in our specific districts. But we need all Republicans to get out, and we can talk to people in other districts, and the people can talk to people in other districts. And it's important to get everyone out. It's important to get the vote out. It's important for our base to get out and vote. We need more people in Carson City. That's what it boils down to, no matter which district it's in.
Our votes affect, even though we're representing our district, we vote on every bill, and it affects everybody in the state. So that's why it's important for everybody everywhere to support every candidate in every district.
Yeah, for instance, if a legislator came up with a bill dealing with pedicures, and I say that jokingly because a guy that did come up with a bill like that is with us in studio, and he's
we're
Jim Marchand.
Laughing, yeah.
Explain what the bill was.
Oh, it was a couple of guys. This is an economic development issue for me. A couple of guys came to me, and they said, we've got an idea. We want to bring these fish pedicures that are all over the world.
At the finest resorts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I mean, they pay a lot of money for this. So, and just bring it to Las Vegas because a lot of people come here, obviously.
And explain what the procedure is.
What you do is you stick your feet in water and fish nibble at your feet, basically, and kind of clean your feet. And like I say, it's practiced all over the world, and it's just something that's really exotic. And actually, Tick Sigerbloom, the Democrat, asked me if I would do this, if I would carry the bill for him and help these two guys out. And I said, you know, I'll reach across the aisle, right? I'm friends
it's
with them.
It's economic development.
Yeah,
it's
economic
good.
Development. And a lot of money for these spas and these salons could charge a lot of money. It's a new product, right? So I said, what the heck? I'm a freshman, right? None of my bills probably are going to get passed. I'll try it. And the Democrat asked me to do it. I said, what the heck? I'll do it. So I got a lot of press off of it, got made fun of a lot. But,
wow.
Yeah, I got thick skin. I can handle it.
Okay, if folks want to help out Jim Marchand, Jim, where do people go? Where do people find you?
JimMarchand.com, JimMarchand.com.
And Richard MacArthur running in District 4. What about you?
Richard, ForNevada.com. The number 4, not written out.
I love it. Guys, thanks so much. It's always good to have you in and talking about issues and talking about why this election coming up beginning October 20th with early voting is so vitally important. Thank you so much, and I know we'll see you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It is important.
It is vitally important. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, right here, live and local now.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Jeff Gillen was just in. From News 3. We'll be on the 5 o'clock news tonight. I'll be on. I think Wayne Allen Root may be on. Talking about the Brett Kavanaugh thing. And what I told them, I'll give you a little spoiler alert. I told them essentially that it's now the numbers game. It's not about policy. It's not about whether the FBI report was good or bad or indifferent. It's now down to the numbers, 51-50. Republicans have the advantage in the Senate. Coming up, oh, I'm so excited about this, our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you get a chance to tell us what you want to talk about. We'll do that and more. Oh, the number? 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I think I've got it. Seriously. I figured it out. You know, the big question is, do the Democrats have one last desperation Hail Mary pass before Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed? And I figured out what it's going to be. As a youth, Brett Kavanaugh probably delivered newspapers on his bicycle, and he broke Mrs. Morgenthern's window and didn't tell her. And the woman found broken glass all over her stoop. And Brett Kavanaugh never acknowledged that he was the one that threw the newspaper that broke the glass. That, yeah. We've run out of hashtag Me Toos, you know. There are no more hashtag Me Toos that we can do. And now it looks like it's going to be something else. Anyway, you know what we do? And by the way, don't be surprised if the Democrats between now and Saturday morning find some new allegation that absolutely, positively has to be investigated. It's time for the FBI to reopen the reopened. What would that mean? He's now been investigated by the FBI 7 times. Would that mean an 8th time? 8th time's a charm, folks. You've had a chance to watch. You've watched the 30 hours of hearings. You watched the one full day of Dr. Ford and the judge. You've seen all the posturing. You've seen all the people protesting, screaming at the top of their lungs. You've seen people, you know, the George Soros-backed people, pinning Jeff Flake in an elevator on CNN. And they just happen to have a live camera there. Can you believe that? What are the chances that they would have a live CNN camera with these two plants talking about their hashtag MeToo experience? It's just miraculous. I don't know how. These demo rats are so blessed. I just don't know how they do it. Anyway, we're going to open up our phone lines to you. Here it is, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if it is finally time to vote, whether you believe the FBI investigation was thorough, was fair, or if you believe it came up short. I want to find out from you what you think. We'll get to your calls in a minute. 844, the number 2, Nevada. The latest, I guess, talking points. The latest talking points are that, I'm trying to think of the best way to put it, that essentially Judge Kavanaugh is too political. Too partisan. We never heard that through the 30 hours. We never, ever, ever, ever heard that. And then when he got a little PO'd after being attacked and attacked and attacked and attacked, and he started, you know, pushing back, all of a sudden now it turns out he's too political. That makes no sense at all. I want you to listen to Anna Navarro. I call her the former GOP strategist. The Chiron always says GOP strategist. But she was on CNN, and she tried to make the case last night that Judge Kavanaugh is just too political. He's just too partisan.
Here's the bottom line. This entire discussion about process is a nice distraction and deflection. But the issue at hand is whether we are going to put in the Supreme Court a man who has been credibly accused of sexual assault and after that has been revealed to be something very different than what he has painted himself as for the last several weeks. A man who has now been revealed as being a liar in front of Congress, a man who is tearing this country apart, the social fiber of this country, and a man who's been revealed to be a partisan attack dog who's going to be incapable of the judicial independence required to sit in the highest court in the land in a lifetime appointment.
So there you have it. I don't know. I don't know. And by the way, is it time to finally vote? Or do we have to listen to more of that? And I promise you they would come up with something, and the something is, well, he's too partisan. He doesn't have the temperament now. He doesn't have the temperament of a judge. He has the temperament of a chief of staff, I think is what somebody said. I don't buy that for an instant. Let's go to Tom. Let's go to Tom in Las Vegas. Tom, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Yes, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I just wanted to give you guys some feedback. I was just up for a promotion in law enforcement here in Las Vegas. On my second interview, I cried and bragged about how much beer I drank, and I didn't get the promotion. I couldn't believe it.
Oh.
I thought it would work.
Yeah, yeah.
I really thought crying in an interview would help. I caused, but I guess it doesn't.
That's horrible. That's it. No, no.
Isn't that suck?
Let me.
It's good. It might work. It might work for Brett, but Jesus, I thought it worked for me.
Yeah, maybe next time. Are you a Democrat?
No, I'm a Republican. Actually,
are you really? Okay.
I think the difference between myself and like people on shows like this is I do agree with a lot of Republicans' views, but on some things I disagree. But these types of shows. It's these people, they're so blind, they believe everything of views about Republicans, and they don't disagree with anything. I think there's something definitely wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, I'm glad you called. Let's go to Sean. Sean's a first-time caller. I can't believe it. I love first-time callers. Sean, you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What is it you want to talk about?
I just wanted to tell you that I watched that entire thing last week, all day, and... you know, I felt bad for her. I kind of, you know, at the time I listened to it, I was like, yeah, no, I feel bad. I never believed Kavanaugh was guilty ever. I think he should have been confirmed a month ago. This whole thing is stupid to me. And if he doesn't get confirmed, then they should investigate that entire Senate.
Well,
everybody should be investigated.
And think about this, Sean. We must have spent, I'm just guessing, $1 million. Think of the people that had to fly from California to D.C. Did they do it on their own, or did the committee end up spending money to do this? Everybody had to lawyer up. Who pays for that?
Yeah, which means we did.
Yeah. So I guess my point is we wasted all this money, and we're back to the same place we were a month ago.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, he gets in. Because if he doesn't get in, you know, you kind of have to think that his life won't be over. He's a smart guy. He'll do something, write a book, make a movie or something. But
Brett Kavanaugh. No, Brett Kavanaugh
has to deal with that. He still has to live with that whole reputation.
Exactly.
That all these people put on him, and it's not fair to him or his kids, his family. This whole thing is ridiculous.
And don't forget, he's still got a lifetime appointment. On the D.C. circuit.
Yeah, that's... No, that's true. But, I mean, still, he likes teaching. He said, I love to teach.
Hey.
Well, that's done.
Hey, what about people that say he shouldn't be allowed to coach girls basketball? It's something he loves.
Exactly.
Something he loves to do.
Yeah, and he's got little kids. He's got kids that, you know, playing, so...
Daddy, why can't you coach our team anymore? Yeah.
No reason. There's no reason for any of this. The only thing, this whole thing was politically motivated. And I don't now, after listening to every single thing, I don't think she ever got assaulted by anybody. I think the whole thing is a scam. And she's doing it intentionally to ruin him.
I'm wondering because the one thing she would not do, she would not give up the therapist notes. What if the therapist comes back and says she's delusional? She's a nutcase. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
I agree. And where's her yearbook at? Where's her yearbook? How come they didn't show that up
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I am so glad you called, Sean, and I'm glad. First-time callers, we love you guys and gals. We really honestly do. I need to take a break. We'll get to more of your calls. Bill will be leading us off. He's in Las Vegas. We'll take you to Boulder City. We'll take you to – we're going to take you up north. Yeah. Listening on AM 1400 in Sparks and Reno and Carson City. We'll go there as well. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Live and Local now.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada.
Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote, and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. This is an important voter alert for anyone who doesn't want Nevada to turn into California. If you want to protect your gun rights, your parental rights, even your rights to use a plastic straw, check out Dennis Hoff. Dennis is a conservative small businessman running for the Nevada State Assembly. He signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and is dedicated to making Nevada, Nevada again. Check him out at DennisHoff.com. That's DennisHoff.com. Paid for by Friends of Dennis Hoff.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Great to have you with us. Don't forget tomorrow, Rico Aller returns. Yeah, Rico Aller returns to the program. He's been gone for a couple of weeks. And he's going to have big news for us. Yeah, about Carson Insulation. Rico Aller, for those of you that may not know, and I know we have a lot of new listeners. He is a refugee from the People's Republic of California. He's like so many of you that said, I can't take it with the higher taxes, the regulations, It's strangling my business. So you know what he did? He moved a bunch of his financial empire from the People's Republic of California to Carson City. And now he's got big news, I guess. He's going to lay on us tomorrow, I hope. I hope. Anyway, let's go to your phone call, see what's on your mind. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi, Kevin. Thank you very much for accepting my call. First of all, I just want to say that what is happening has been the modus operandi of the Democrats. Every nomination of the Republicans for the Supreme Court are accused of sexual harassment or whatever. Secondly, the Democrats are now accepting socialism, the ideology of socialism, and they are forcing that to us. Socialism may be giving you free everything, but you will lose your freedom. That's the exchange of their free everything.
Free Obama phones, free health care, free education, free college. Yeah.
Yes, but you will lose your freedom, Kevin. I know this because I am a history teacher and history major. And I studied socialism, communism, Nazism, totalitarianism, and others. And this is what they will promise you, everything they promise. But you will lose your freedom.
Hey, Jerry, can I ask you, as a guy that's a history teacher, does it bother you that in a recent work by the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation, only one in three of us can pass a U.S. citizenship test? Just 19% for Americans 45 and younger. We don't know a lot of stuff. For instance, 72% of respondents either incorrectly identified or were unsure of which states were part of the 13 original states. Does it surprise you, though, being a history teacher and dealing with young people, most probably? Does it surprise you that more people couldn't pass the citizenship test?
I'm surprised. Why? Are we not teaching history in our schools here in the country?
Yeah. And by the way, that's why I found it. I kind of halfway chuckled. Guy said, "You mean we still teach history?" Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And by the way, I'll give you an example. Let's go to cut 8. This is Ben Sasse, a rising young star from Nebraska. He's a Republican. And I want you to listen to the way he describes this. He blames cable news for the nasty political discourse that we're involved in now, where members of Congress can't even go to dinner with their family without being accosted, without being screamed at, without being given a middle finger salute in front of them and their families. I mean, it's really getting sad. And we got to fix it. But this was Ben Sasse last night on the floor of the United States Senate.
If you turn on cable news or if you open up social media, and I highly recommend against both of those things in times like this, for the last 2.5 weeks, I've stayed clear almost entirely of those two ugly places, and it's been good for my soul. But what you hear, if you turn on cable or if you look at social media, is pick a side. It's good versus evil. Everything is immediate. Everything is certain. There is no doubt. There is no gray. There are only tribes of Hatfields and McCoys, Israelis and Palestinians, a world of generational hatred without end. No listening, no understanding, no empathy, no possibility that perhaps, just maybe in a broken world, violence, pain, and shame are all too real. And perhaps trying to make angels and devils out of your fellow countrymen and women is not the most useful way for us to try to make sense of the world. Everything might not be black and white simple. We regularly seem in this body and in the politicized culture that we're trying to serve on cable news, we seem to lack any awareness of the possibility that maybe, just maybe, constant, instant certainty about political battle lines might not be a good way to go forward. We might be undermining rather than building a better world for our kids. Well, I don't believe that this is what most Americans want. I don't believe that most Americans are political addicts. I don't believe that most Americans trust us in this institution. I don't believe that most Americans want our political class to be our leaders right now. I don't believe that most Americans want to see each and every question, each and every sphere of life, each and every institution across the land to be politicized. I think most Americans are a lot more like my wife, who called me last week from Nebraska sobbing after both opening statements on Thursday. What we saw and heard during last Thursday's eight grotesquely public hours was two different families hurting badly. Two families, the Ford family and the Kavanaugh family, both of them homes with children that have been the recipients of constant death threats. And for what? For one seat on the Supreme Court? We know that this isn't about that when people are threatening death. This is about tribe. One of the two families can't let their girls go out alone now. The other family's been forced to move from their home. In both Northern California and suburban Maryland, there are extra folks being hired in the important work of protection and security detail, but a part of our economy that we don't want to grow and that is indisputably growing in our time. This isn't right. We saw people having to grapple with the brokenness and the sinfulness of a fallen world, but they were not just grappling with it. They were grappling with the nastiness east of Eden, real time on television, as a kind of politattainment art. No one really thinks that our body politic is going to get any healthier by giving more oxygen to the one-man clown show that is Michael Avenatti.
I love that. I had to get that in. The one-man clown show that is Michael Avenatti. I'm sorry. I had to get that in. No, if there was going to be a last word for this program, it was going to be that phrase, the phrase that pays. The one-man clown show known as Michael Avenatti. I absolutely love it. Tomorrow, we're going to move closer. We're going to move closer to October 20th. Why is it important that you get out and vote? By the way, also, we're going to get down to the home stretch on Brett Kavanaugh. The Demo Rats, I can almost promise you, the Demo Rats have probably one more desperation Hail Mary left in them. Some allegation of something that happened 40 years ago. No. Find out what it is tomorrow, 9 till noon. Want to thank Jameson. Want to thank Andrew Paul and Tracy Brigida. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As Attorney General, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.